Who are you?
Ancient species owned this earth long before mankind, and if we keep our heads buried in the sand, they will take it back. My agency is known as Monarch. We specialize in the hunt for massive unidentified terrestrial organisms.
You knew that thing was out here?
I'm sorry for your men, Colonel. I truly am. Get us home with proof so we can send the cavalry.
If you're looking for a good time with a monster this week, in fact, scores of monsters, you're in luck because the new King Kong movie, Kong Skull Island, is a treasure. It's funny, it's thrilling, and occasionally it's even sublime. It's also a better film about war than Hacksaw Ridge, which was a movie that, like many others, tried to make sense of human carnage via the consolation of a virtuous hero. Nothing wrong with that necessarily. There are many films in that tradition. Kong Skull Island, on the other hand, is particularly effective at depicting war as an existential crapshoot. The lives of these characters, their grab bag of quirks and funny one-liners and letters home to family, have no time for character arcs when a giant spider suddenly can skewer one of them through the mouth. The tragedy of war in real life, too, is that it cuts people's story arcs short. Anyhow, Kong Skull Island isn't completely devoid of sense or shape. It's set in the wake of Nixon's retreat announcement on Vietnam in 1973, about a group of scientists and military personnel who land their choppers on an uncharted island. These include Samuel L. Jackson's scrapping for a fight squad leader, Brie Larson's slightly hippie-ish war photographer, and Tom Hiddleston's blue-eyed ex-commando. The first sequence that introduces us to the big CGI beast is a hoot, with Zack Snyder's cinematographer Larry Fong pulling out a range of effects. It's set to Black Sabbath's Paranoid and references some of the elements of Coppola's iconic opening to Apocalypse Now. Slow motion rotors, palm trees, orange explosions. Then it's suddenly cut short by a palm tree flung in the opposite direction. It's a spectacular, ironic scene when nature hits back, and it sets the tone for the movie. From here on in, monsters of various shapes and sizes will impress upon these humans just how futile their plans are. The fun for the audience is in the way that director Jordan Voight Roberts, directing his second feature, stretches his film across formal extremes, shouting one minute, whispering the next, pulling out wide, snapping in close. There are inventive fight sequences that flip the power balance, jokey snap edits. He cuts at one point from a character falling into King Kong's mouth to another biting into a sandwich. And some surprisingly good character development for a movie that's so indebted to B-grade action movie schlock. When the comic actor John C. Reilly shows up midway through, this strength finds a most interesting outlet. On occasion, he's even channeling a kind of Dennis Hopper, Heart of Darkness haiku. Now, I don't want to overstate this. Kong Skull Island is a film that might have done more with its political setup, and it doesn't quite follow through on the satirical promise of an early line of dialogue, which is uttered by John Goodman, playing one of the scientists. He says, "There'll never be a more screwed up time in Washington." But there is something poignant in the way that this misadventure plays out, and how the story of those who get out alive is upstaged by the blood-splattered spectacle of those who don't. Meanwhile, Kong remains distant and relatively inscrutable. Compare this to previous films that have enlisted the monster for more obvious symbolic purposes, and there's an element of dignity about it. While there are far worse creatures on this island than Kong, he's not necessarily our friend. And do we even deserve to be his? Time is against me. I'm Jason DeRosso. Track down Kong Skull Island at a multiplex near you if you can. And if you like, track me down on Twitter at JDRRR. Or if you prefer your radio hosts at arm's length, I know I do, just seek me out on The Final Cut next week for more Talking About Film. Same place, same time. See you then.